This is Chief for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, and welcome to Chief for Yourself. Glad you're with us where we happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guest on today's program says our bodies and souls have a directional system that's much like the GPS in our cars. And like the GPS, our system helps us get where we want to go. Zenda Brooke is an internationally renowned teacher, speaker, and coach. Her programs have helped people the world over make transformative changes in their lives. Zenda Brooke is the author of Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. And Zen, we're talking inner guidance here, and if you would, start us in the obvious place. What is the inner GPS?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. It's literally a physical sensation that you have between your throat and your upper stomach area where the solar plexus comes together. And every person, I've been researching this and doing this for about 23 years, and I have found that every person that I've worked with has this factory-installed inner GPS that is leading them and their thoughts towards the most healthy, harmonious, and successful life. And it's literally something that everybody's been feeling, and I simply put a system around it and explained how it works so that we can be used more consciously.
Now, you say you happened on the idea of an internal guidance system when you were listening to Esther and Jerry Hicks, who are, of course, known for their law of attraction work. What were the Hickses saying that really resonated with you?
Well, they were talking about, they literally called it the internal guidance system at that time. This was back in 94, 93, somewhere in that area. And there, it was an expansion feeling and a contraction feeling in the center area of the body that is letting you know whether your thoughts are in alignment and creating what you desire and what you're going to be most happy with, or whether your thoughts are leading you out of alignment, which is going to create sorrow and suffering and misery. And the thing that hit me was that I had known for years that there was a certain feeling I would get in my body, this tight feeling, and if it got strong enough, I knew that there was a sabotage moment coming my way, and that I couldn't necessarily at the time stop it. It's like a habitual programming took over, and I would mess up in my personal relationships or in a job, or I'd say something I didn't mean, or I'd get my feelings hurt when I... And I was really, truly looking for a system, and when I heard that, I got super excited because I felt like I could stop that self-sabotage from happening if I figure it out.
Well, IGS would seem, on the surface, similar to intuition. It's not the same, though. How? What is the difference?
Well, I have found that this system, the internal guidance system, I can teach everyone to use it, and it shows up the exact same way for every person. I mean, they may have a little bit different language for their openings and closing sensations, because we all kind of feel, you know, like, do we all really see the same color blue kind of thing? But it is blue. We all agree it's blue. But intuition has a tendency to come in and have, it can come from different sources. It could be an audio. It could be a feeling. It could be a picture you get. You know, they have different names, clairsentient, clairaudient. And so that information, it doesn't come to the same person the same way. And so I can't necessarily, you know, guarantee that. However, what I can guarantee is you can learn to use your internal guidance system, and in fact, you can use it in combination with any intuitive information that you may receive to find out if it's accurate. Because as soon as we get information, our mind wants to make a story out of it, and then it becomes kind of cloudy or fogged or really inaccurate. But you can use your IGS, this expansion and contraction in your body, to determine if that what's the most accurate information that you just got intuitively.
And one of the sensations that IGS features is something called closing, which can be very uncomfortable. When you feel closing sensations, stress, anxiety, fear, and worry, and all of those, you say we have to look at our thoughts. What do we look for, and what do we do when we find it?
Well, I'm going to share with your listeners an exercise that I have on my website that's a video, and you'll be able to feel this for yourself. And one of the things that most people realize is that they have been feeling this sensation for years, except, like you said, they call it stress, worry, fear, anxiety. The interesting thing is that this is only in relationship to what we're thinking. It's never in relationship to anything outside of us, which is actually, when you think about it, it's counterintuitive. Most of the time, you'll hear somebody say, ooh, I got a bad feeling about that guy or that situation, or I got a bad feeling that this isn't going to happen. And what that actually is not true. It's nothing outside of yourself. It's what you're thinking about that person. It's what you're thinking about the situation. It's what you're thinking about the success of something happening. The expansion and contraction is only in relationship to what we're thinking. So when you feel stress, worry, fear, anxiety, that means that what you're thinking is not true and not going to happen. In my book, I give 20 really grounded, practical practices and exercises that will let you get in touch with this. But the very first one is simply when you feel those feelings, stress, worry, fear, anxiety, even frustration and overwhelm, that means you're closed. And if you just stop in the moment and hold the thought, I'm closed, that means what I'm thinking is not true or not going to happen. You'll begin to feel that tightening begin to ease, whether it's in the belly or the chest or the throat. You'll feel like you can breathe more. The relaxation moment will start to happen. And what that does is, this is a parasympathetic nervous system quality that the IGS has to it. It actually begins to train your mind to pay attention to these sensations to become more accurate itself, to become a more accurate tool. And I recommend people do that, just that, for a period of about 2 weeks. It's kind of like playing the scales on the piano. The more that you practice that, the better you're going to be able to play in the future. Well, this one little tiny, tiny exercise, the people who spend the most time with it have the most amazing and profound success at listening to their internal guidance system moving forward. So it's just simply dropping in to when you feel those feelings and saying, I am closed. That means what I'm thinking is not true and not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part really opened my eyes, the whole relationship to thought. I was going on feeling and saying, well, I got a gut feeling and, you know, that's it. But, that really changed my way of looking at it. So we had three areas of feeling, the opening and closing with IGF: throat, chest, and solar plexus. You want to take us through the response that we have to each?
Yes. So when you feel a lump in your throat, that's what closing in the throat feels like. It can feel hard to swallow. What that means is that you are having thoughts in that moment that are literally undermining your own confidence, your own capabilities. I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'll sound stupid. It shows up in the throat when you're having and so when you feel that stop, that means that those thoughts that you're having in that moment about yourself are not true. They're not true. You can do it. You are smart enough. You are, you know, that just, I recommend going the opposite route in the beginning. I mean, it even gives you information about, like, in being in the middle of a conversation, and you go to say something, you'll feel it tightening in your chest. It's like, ooh, that's not something I should say right now. Or it'll give you an opening. You'll think about calling someone, and the opening will come. And it's like when you call them, they'll say, I was just thinking about you. And then the belly area where the solar plex is, where the rib comes together, that's a belief system. That means that there's a whole, like, larger body of thought that you are thinking that's coloring the whole way you're thinking. So an example would be, you've always done fine financially, and then you lose your job. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you start looking at the world around you from a place of scarcity. I can't afford that. Oh, gosh, what if I don't have a job? Maybe, oh, no, I'm not going to get the steak. I'll get the hamburger, you know. Mm-hmm. You'll feel that tightening start happening because there's a belief system that needs to be shifted or changed in order for you to get back into the opening, back into being on track with your thoughts. This sick feeling will happen when we worry about our kids' health, or if we're having troubles in our marriage and we're feeling like it's going to end, and so we're, you know, chalking up all the information that's coming to us as being a sign that our marriage is not going to last, and that's not true. And that belief system piece will get triggered. So each of these three areas, in the practices, I teach you how to use them to uncover the right path for you.
Hmm. The idea of quick emotional hits, I wanted to bring that up too. I don't know if that's the same as what we're talking about. They're projections into the future, and I guess they're not necessarily reliable.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a couple things there. You know, one thing is, have you ever had that sick feeling that, like, drop, you'll have a thought and all of a sudden your body will go, oh no. It could be, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
That means that whatever you were thinking in that moment is 100% not true. In fact, the IGS gives information on a scale. So the deeper the panic, fear feeling you have closing, the less true it is, whatever it is you're thinking, and the bigger expansion feeling you have, the more true it is. In fact, it's even more true when it comes along with tingles, you know, the shivers you get mm-hmm. when you mm-hmm. say something, you're, ooh, I just got the tingles, you know, tingling feeling. That means that what you're thinking is even more true. And and then everything kind of in between. So those quick emotional hits, it depends on if, because emotions are different. Your emotions are a chemical reaction that the brain has when it makes meaning of something that, you, like you just said, that's going to happen in the future. That meaning may or may not be true. But what happens is the chemical reaction goes through the body, whether it be a pleasant or unpleasant reaction. Yeah. And there's a, like, there's kind of like a drug effect. It lasts, and it has to wear off. It doesn't just switch and change. You kind of have to go through being angry. You have to go through the fear moment or the happy, and you kind of, it lingers. Where your IGS responds immediately, and there is no hangover energy. There's no chemical reaction. It's an expansion and contraction of what I believe is inside the nervous system of our body. And so you can have emotions and also still feel the expansion and contraction of your internal guidance system in the midst of an emotional experience.
Our guest on this Chi for Yourself is Zenda Brooke, author of Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. Now, you use the idea of the compass as a way of thinking about IGS, and it's a further effective explanation. Talk about the compass points and how they apply.
Yeah, so if you picture a compass in your mind, there's north, which is, you know, upwards, and south, which is downwards. Of course, most of the time you'll have it in your hand, but if you're picturing it, like, you know, holding it up, I consider north to be great, great opening, big openings, joy, you know, severe, severe confidence, really excited. And then the bottom south is like panic attack, like when you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind has just gripped you in fear. And then west or east, depending on what coast you're from, you can pick your side, is neutral. And what I find is that most often in a healthy state of alignment with your thoughts, most people are in neutral and then either moving slightly towards opening or slightly towards closing. They're on track. But what it is there's gradient. So the more deeply you feel the closing, the more off track those thoughts are, the less true they are. And the more open you get, the higher you get, the more true those thoughts are for you and that your IGS is guiding you. Yes, focus on this. It's really important. So, you know, a lot of times people find my work because they are having anxiety and worry and fear happen in their lives and being woken up in the middle of the night. And so for your listeners, if there's anyone in that experience, in the middle of the night when you wake up and you have that deep feeling of anxiety and fear, my mantra to give you is, what I'm thinking is absolutely not true. I would not be, because I feel the way I do, that means what I'm thinking is not true. I am deeply closed. It's just not true. I can relax. It's going to be okay. And do a bit of a self-soothe, because you'll find that just doing that above anything else in that moment will bring you back to your center of being open again.
Hmm. Now, do we use the scale of openings? It's kind of that Esther Hicks tool that takes, kind of chunks it up, higher vibration. Is that what IGS is using here?
Not at all. I think it's a good system that they discovered. I have my own opinion as to why they transferred from this particular type of system, the internal guidance system, to an emotional guidance system. But what the Hickses does, and it's a good tool, okay, and it'll work most of the time, is they give you a scale of emotions, and you go up to the next emotion from, like, I don't have it all down, but from disappointment to anger, let's say. And then what is a thought that's, you know, that's more, instead of disappointed, it's angry, and from anger to resentment, from resentment to, you know, whatever, that they have you find a thought that matches that energy so you can pull yourself up out of a closed state with a system. Like I said, I found that our emotions actually, you can have a pleasant emotion and a closed sensation in your IGS. You can have an unpleasant emotion and an open experience with your IGS. So the way I explain this is, my mom passed away when I was 23, in 1993. And in the middle, it was the most difficult thing I've ever been through, the most deepest sorrow. It was a traumatic, immediate thing that happened, no time or warning. And I remember laying on the floor of my apartment, crying, and just in so much grief. But when I would have the thought that she was so amazing, and I'm so glad she got to be my mom, and what she contributed, and all the little memories I had of her, I would have this expanded feeling, even though I was in just such grief. And then when I would start moving towards the thoughts of, what about me? Who's going to be there to help me raise my children? And what about when I graduate from college? And, you know, I'm going to be motherless. All those pity thoughts, I would close. really the moment that I was laying there, and I remember feeling this. In fact, I remember focusing on, and I didn't even know about the internal guidance system then, trying to stay focused on the positive thoughts because I just couldn't physically take any more pain. Mm-hmm. And the closing was suffering. It was too painful. So at least with the opening, there was some relief from the grief. And when I heard it later, about a year and a half later, I heard the Abraham Hicks tape, and it hit me that that was what I was doing. And that's part of why I think I got so hooked and having to find out what this is, yeah. because I had had that experience. So I think their system is really, really good. I think the reason they created it is because it's so hard to explain the internal guidance system to us. And if they haven't had a mind for a long time, because they're an incarnate, you know, soul group, I think they forgot what it's like about how powerful our mind is, how it can hijack us, run away with us, make everything seem really real, that is the system they use to make it simpler. It took me 8 years to figure this out for myself. Mm. Constantly, I mean, it was not easy to work with the mind and the IGS. I had to really be diligent and really unravel the stuff that was not true and figure it out. And now, after that, I spent the last 15 years teaching it to others. I've created a system that makes it really much, much easier to come from the IGS to analyze the mind versus trying to use the mind to analyze the IGS, because it doesn't work well mm-hmm. when you use your mind to analyze the IGS, because the mind already is got its opinion about everything. Yeah. Does that make it, you know what I mean?
Yes, it does. Yes, it makes perfect sense.
You say that IGS works in a number of areas of life, including the workplace, the family, and personal relationships, too. Can you give us some examples of those effects?
I'll give you a story. It's like, give you an example. I was at the Denver airport with a friend of mine who also practices his IGS, and the Denver airport closed. And they were telling us that we needed to leave, that they couldn't get out because of weather, and as we went to leave, we closed at leaving. And I looked at him, I said, as we're walking out to leave, get on the shuttle, I feel like I'm really closed. Every time I'm thinking about finding a hotel and what are we going to do, I'm closed. He goes, me too. I said, but when I think about staying here, I open. And he goes, me too. And I said, well, okay, let's stay. And I opened that we were going to get back to San Francisco that day. Well, here we are, about four and a half hours later. We're almost the only people there. There's some maintenance going on. There's security guards. They've closed everything down. And we're kind of feeling foolish. I mean, they tried to talk us into leaving several times from the counter before they left. And then all of a sudden, here comes this flight crew, and they open up the counter, and they look at us, and they go, what are you doing here? And I said, well, we're supposed to go to San Francisco. And they said, well, we're flying to San Francisco. And I went, wait, we were so shocked. We were the only people on the plane, except for the flight crew.
Yeah.
And I got back to San Francisco, and the funny thing was is I really needed to get back. I was teaching a course the next day, and I actually needed to be there. But that's information that I could have never guessed. I mean, we were sitting there going, okay, I'm hoping that we're going to get home. I have no idea how that's going to happen. Maybe it'll happen at 6 a.m. Who knows? We'll be the first ones here to get on. I don't know, but we're going to get home, and we shouldn't leave. And then we kind of thought, well, maybe we shouldn't leave because the storm's so bad. We'll get caught out there. Maybe we're being guided to stay here for that reason. Nope, we'd close. Nope. What's open to us is we're going home. So that's just one thing. I mean, it happens all the time. People use it to go, when, like another flight story. A woman just told me the other day, she went to book her flight, and she kept closing. So she messed with her dates, and she realized that she could actually kind of come home a little later on the back end instead of the front end and see her family. So she booked her flight, and she got to see her nephew being born.
Wow.
And if she had come earlier, instead of after, you know, before her weekend versus after to see them, she would have missed that just by a few days.
Mm-hmm. See, up until now, I would have been gone in the first closed feeling. That's up until now, that's how I would have handled it. But you've opened my eyes here to some great examples. A final question, I'm going to let you go here. How can IGS help the person who is struggling, let's say, with trying to find their purpose in life?
Well, your IGS is actually, that's its job. It's to tune you into what you're here to accomplish and achieve for yourself and be a part of and contribute. So opening to opening, you naturally are led to your purpose. You just find that you're doing it. And you'll start realizing if you're unaware of what your purpose is, you'll quickly begin to realize that your purpose is what it is because you can feel it. You're like, I'm doing this particular thing all the time, and this is my gift, and this is where I'm most charged up, and this is my purpose. It just kind of lands for you, versus you having to try and figure it out from your mind's space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the natural thing. It's what the GPS is tuned into, as well as helping you get through your daily life with the most ease.
Yeah.
You know, I'm rarely stuck in a big line at the post office. I don't open it going
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
when there's a line. I come in, and it's just like the parking spaces open up. Synchronicity and miracles
right.
are the norm.
Right.
They are.
Right.
And so as soon as you get tuned back into this opening, you're back in alignment with those things.
Mm. Beautiful. Good place to stop there. Your website is zeninamoment.com?
Yes, zeninamoment.com.
Mm-hmm. All one word.
And there you'll find the exercise so you can feel your IGS for yourself, so you know what I'm talking about. And I have my book, Your Inner GPS. There's 20 practices and an explanation and troubleshooting that get you going. I also have at the website that you can sign up for is a video series that goes through quite a bit of the book, not all of it, but I'd say about probably a third, and gets you started using your IGS, and you can actually sign up today and start right now with your first lesson.
The book is Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction, from our guest, Zen DeBrook. Zen, thanks so much for turning some of my thoughts around. First of all, I love when that happens, and also helping our listeners to learn more and bring some great tools, too. Do come back and talk to us again.
I will. Thank you for having me.
We will have a link to Zen DeBrook's website at cheeforyourself.com. Generally find that right underneath the player there on the start page. And remember too, get those blog posts from Genulines. You do that by subscribing to the blog. Leave your email address into the box provided on the page there, and you'll get all the show information that you need. That's going to do it for today. Thanks so much for being with us. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.